And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, The Joy of Sins Forgiven. I want you to turn in your Bible today to the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 7. I'm going to read as my text, verse 47 and verse 48, after we pause in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Father, we are grateful today again for this wonderful privilege of voicing the gospel truth. We thank Thee for everyone who has tuned our way today, and we would ask a special blessing upon every heart and upon every life. May the Holy Spirit bring the message to every soul that there is forgiveness of sins in the Lord Jesus Christ. This is our prayer. And these are our petitions, and we ask them all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and for His sake, and with thanksgiving. Amen. In Luke chapter 7, at verse 47, we read, Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And he said unto her, Thy sins are forgiven. The joy of sins forgiven. There's no greater burden in all the world than the burden of sin. And there's no greater joy than the joy of knowing that your sins are forgiven by the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to report to you today, right in the beginning of my message, that whatever your past, whatever your sins have been, the Lord Jesus Christ is able and willing and ready now to forgive you. You know, sometimes when we hear a message on sin, we are prone to say, if not aloud, at least under our breath, Well, preacher, you sure did let them have it today. Well, more often than not, we should say, Preacher, that message was just for me. That's just what I needed. That message on sin had my name and my address written all over it. You know why people tend to respond to a message on sin sometimes as they do? I believe it's because that many of us have a limited and a warped concept of what sin really is. If I were to ask you today what you thought about sin, and what you thought sin really was, you would begin to name, I'm sure, some of the sins of the flesh. You might say, like adultery, drunkenness, lust, murder, theft. And believe me, all of these things are sins. And all of them are condemned in the Bible. They're condemned by Christ and they're condemned by God. But there are some sins that are even more serious than these. There are sins that are more deadly than these sins of the flesh. And I'm speaking now of the sins of the Spirit. Sins like envy and jealousy and pride and selfishness and bitterness and an unwillingness to forgive and unbelief. These are all sins of the heart and sins of the mind and sins of the Spirit. And you know what? Listen carefully. Jesus Christ denounced these sins more than He did the sins of the flesh. If you look in the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 23, you will discover that there Jesus Christ pronounced woes upon the Pharisees, whom He called hypocrites, because they claimed to be so clean on the outside, but they were so filthy on the inside. Do you really know what sins God hates? Let me read them to you. And I read from Proverbs chapter 6 at verse 16. These six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto Him. A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren. God hates these sins of the Spirit. And you know, I believe today that people who are guilty of these sins are just as guilty in God's sight as the murderer or the theft or the adulterer or any other notorious sinner. I've spoken to you about the sins of the flesh and the sins of the spirit. But there's another classification for sin that we call the sins of omission. All of us are guilty here because all of us have left undone many things that we should have done. Like you, for example, today, you've already decided not to go to Sunday school, not to go to church, not to honor Christ, and not to worship God. And beloved, if you're a Christian, that is a sin in your life. I didn't say so. The Bible says so. In James 4:17, we read, "Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin." So I would repeat, those services that you should attend today that you've already planned not to attend, that is a sin in your life. That person to whom you should have witnessed and you did not witness, that is a sin of omission. That prayer that you should have prayed that you did not pray. That word that you should have spoken that you did not speak. That gift that you should have given that you did not give. These are sins of omission. That deed you should have performed that you did not do. Perhaps that Sunday school class that you ought to be teaching today that you are not going to teach. The Bible says that is a sin. The responsibility that you ought to be taking care of in your church, that responsibility you've passed on to someone else, and the Bible declares that that is a sin in your life. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. That visit you should have made last week that you didn't make. That money that you should have tithed on that you didn't tithe on. That tale of gossip that you should have put a stop to, and you could have put a stop to, but you didn't. The Bible declares that you've sinned in not doing so. Let me repeat it from the book of James. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Now I wonder if you can say, "Preacher, you sure are letting them have it." Well, beloved, we're all guilty in this area. The Bible says we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. It is written in the book of Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 6, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all." The Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Rome, "There is none that doeth good, no, not one. There is none righteous, no, not one." And we read in the Bible in Ezekiel, "The soul that sinneth, it shall die." James says, "Lust, when it is conceived, bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death." Listen to these words from the pen of the Apostle Paul in Romans 6:23. "The wages of sin is death. And mister, you had best quit before payday. Be sure, I repeat, be sure your sins will find you out. You may cover up your sins from your husband or from your wife or from your children or from your pastor or from your neighbor, but you can't cover up your sins from God. God sees and God knows precisely what you're doing, and God knows even the motives of your heart." None of us can deny, then, that we need forgiveness of sin. You and I cannot argue with God. Your arms are too short to box with the Almighty. Your wit is too dull to match His wisdom. And your righteousness is too filthy to compare to His. Look again at the woman in my text about whom Jesus spoke. This woman was a sinner, and she knew it. She was a sinner, and everybody in her city knew it. And the difference between this woman and some of you listening to this broadcast right now, the only difference is you're a sinner and maybe nobody else much knows it. Perhaps you've got it all covered up. You've got it hidden, you think. But remember, God knows and God searches the innermost parts of your heart and the Bible reads your soul and reads your mind and reads your heart right now. Paul says the Bible is like a sharp sword with two edges that pierces even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow. And listen, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. God's Word knows what you're thinking about right now. And God knows that secret partner that you have. And God knows about those secret sins of your life. You can't cover them up. They're open to God. You might as well confess them now to God because He already knows about them. Observe with me three things about this woman in the text. First of all, she came to Jesus, the only person to whom you can go to settle the sin question in your life today. Is the Lord Jesus Christ. I read where Jesus said, "Come unto me, all of ye that labor and are a heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And Jesus said, "Him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out." Everybody else might turn you down. Everybody else might cast you out, but Jesus Christ will take you in and forgive you of all of your sins if you will but come to Him now by faith. A second thing about this woman was this. She was broken over her sins. The Bible said she stood behind the Savior weeping. Have you wept about your sins? Have your sins broken your heart? If so, you ought to do the third thing that this woman did. That is, she humbled herself at the feet of the Savior. And beloved friend, that's the only way you can be saved today. Is to come to Christ and humble yourself at His feet and confess your sins to Him. This is the same spirit that the publican had who prayed, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." This is the same spirit that the thief had on the cross when he cried out to Christ, "Remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." And that's the same spirit that you need today. Crying out for mercy and forgiveness to the Lord Jesus Christ. And right this moment, right where you are, Jesus Christ will forgive you and you can experience the joy of sins forgiven. The Word of God says in 1 John chapter 1, "If we say we have not sinned, we make Him a liar and His Word is not in us. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us." But listen to this. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let me ask you a personal question. Do you believe God? Do you believe that God will keep His word? Do you believe that God will do what He says He will do? Do you really believe the Bible? Do you believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins? Do you believe that He is able and willing and ready to forgive you of all your sins? Are you willing to take Christ at His word? Are you willing to do what God asks you to do? Simply confess your sins and exercise your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says if you, regardless of who you are, regardless of where you live, regardless of what your sin has been or your sin is now, the Bible says if you will confess your sin, that God is faithful and just and will forgive you of your sin and will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. All you've got to do, my sinner friend, is to trust the Lord Jesus Christ. The jailer asked, "What must I do to be saved?" And that's the question that you're asking right now. There's not but one answer to that question. And you'll not find it in the books of science. And you'll not find it in the books of mathematics and drama and English and literature. But you'll find the answer in the Word of God. And this is the answer. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Do you really want the joy of sins forgiven? Do you want that good feeling that comes with knowing Christ as your Savior? Do you want that extreme happiness and peace and joy that only Christ can give? You can't find it in the world. You can't find it in business and pleasure. You can find this peace and this joy of sins forgiven only in the Lord Jesus Christ. And remember this, Jesus is ready right now to forgive you of all your sins. I've a footnote and then I shall be through. The joy of sins forgiven does not depend on what you can do. It depends upon what Christ has already done upon the cross. All you need to do now is trust Him, believe Him, ask Him to forgive you, confess your sins to Christ right now, and you can have the joy of sins forgiven. May I say again, it would be our joy to have you in the services of Worth Baptist Church today. May the Lord bless you as you plan to come. So until next Lord's Day at the same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your home, and upon your family. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.